Frank Mitchell, Tim May, and yes, Jeremy, good afternoon. You want to identify yourself so everybody gets to know who you are, Jeremy?
Sure thing. My name is Jeremy Abbott, and I am running for Republican Central Committee.
Wow.
Yep. I currently attend Frederick High School, and I...
What grade?
11, junior, and I co-founded with my companion, Clayton Boone, who's also running for Republican Central Committee.
Okay, good.
The Young Republicans group of the county. We've got several chapters in some schools right now, and we're working on getting more in other schools.
This is great. This is I like the activism, as whether you're Democrat or Republican. This is great. And your school lets you organize, right? You don't have any problem in Frederick County. Is organized. You can organize and you can meet there at the school. Is that right? Or do you have to meet after hours? Or what? How's that work?
Well, I go to Frederick High, and we have our meetings during school for the Frederick High group. They don't really tell us we can't, which is a good thing.
Right.
But the biggest backlash we get usually is among students.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
do they?
I'd like to begin in this, Jeremy, before we hit you with questions and stuff.
Yeah,
is to recount the story that you called in with, because I don't know if everybody got to hear that, but it's kind of interesting. We're talking about the day that students everywhere were walking out for 17 minutes on school property. And tell us about that again.
Take us back to that day.
All right. So this was about a week ago. We had the walkouts, the nationwide walkouts, and students decided that they were going to walk out of school to protest gun violence and to make political points about gun control, which they say it's not about that. But, I mean, I read the Frederick News Post article, and they asked several students about it, and it was just loaded with quotes about why we need gun control and things like that. And so they had this wall. It was called the Wall of Feelings or Wall of Beliefs. No, it was Beliefs and Feelings. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they said this is going to be an open forum.
Certainly. Right?
They want anybody to put your feelings, your thoughts, things like that on the wall. And everyone started putting things like 17 too many, prayers out to the victims, things like that. Things everybody can agree with.
Right? Certainly.
But there were some students who just decided to take this time to put some anti-Trump sentiments on there. So even going as far as to say that your Second Amendment doesn't even matter, right? Saying we need to ban guns, your Second Amendment doesn't matter, things like that. And so I decided, you know, this was open to everybody, right? It's supposed
to be...
you're
a student, you can write your thoughts, right?
Right, exactly. So I decided, since I'm always pinned as the evil side, the side that believes in Second Amendments is supposedly the evil side, and we just want children to die. So I decided to show them what true evil thinks about gun control.
Mm-hmm.
So I took four post-it notes, and I wrote four quotes. One from Adolf Hitler, Benito Mussolini, who was a fascist dictator of Italy.
Sure.
Mao and Stalin.
Mm-hmm.
Four quotes on gun control, all essentially the same thing, saying we must disarm the populace to keep them under our thumb. And didn't go so well, or didn't go how it should have. What should have happened is no one should have touched it.
Sure.
They let everyone else put their opinions up. So I should have had that same right. There was no direct, like, offensive language in it. There's no derogatory terms, things like that. So they stayed up for a while, but during my lunch shift, some girl comes up, and she rips the post-it notes down, and she gives them to an administrator. And I figure, all right, you know, I'm used to this type of stuff. This happens almost daily.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I just was rewriting it. And when I went to go put it back on the wall, a teacher comes up, an administrator comes up, and right as I'm putting it on the wall, the teacher comes and snatches the post-it note away. And he tells me, you'll be going to the office, and you're lucky. And I didn't catch what he said after that. I never ended up getting called to the office.
I would hope not.
No. I was ready to tell them how they were obviously in the wrong. And I think they found out that, or they figured out that they were in the wrong, because they didn't call me into the office. And so I went home, and they called my mom about it. And
what did they tell your mother?
They told my mom that I'm a poking the bear, stirring the pot, throwing up Hitler quotes, things like that. My mom thought, from what they told her, my mom thought that I was just quoting Hitler just to quote Hitler, not even to make a point. No, I thought it was relatively obvious that my point was those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it.
Perfect.
But the school made it sound like, to my mother, that I was just, you know, being a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to explain to mom what that was about. And she was able to understand my side and things like that. And then I called into your show and I told you guys about it.
Yep.
And someone from the school heard this. So they told the administrators and they called my mom saying that Jeremy went on the radio, and he has every right to do that.
But oh, yeah? What did they call your mother for?
To tell her that I was poking the bear or stirring the pot.
I don't understand that. I know the term. I just this is what's wrong in the educational system, and I'm not going to use you as an example. I'm just telling you, all you're doing is being an educated kid. No offense being a kid. Mm-hmm. I used to be one like 75 years ago. Point being is, why should the school call your parents or call your mom? There's no reason for that. Number two, this was an open forum that anybody could write their opinions. And as you said, some of the opinions were stupid. I said that. You didn't. You know, about the NRA kills people and all this nonsense. But the question that's going to come up, and because Frank's been laying for this one, obviously I didn't, but who made you do this, Jeremy? Who did? I mean, someone had to make you do this. You wouldn't have thought this on your own.
Oh, no. This was completely under my own will. This was my idea.
Oh, no. There had to be somebody in the county or somebody that said, Jeremy, you go out and start this, because why would anyone think that you have a knowledge of this? In other words, what they're trying to say is you were, as I've said about the kids walking, they're all manipulated. They have no idea what they're even marching for.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to me, said, well, ask Jeremy who manipulated him. And the answer was no one. You decide to do this on your own. How long have you thought that the Second Amendment was important? And I don't want to go down a long path, but where do your thoughts come from?
Well, I first got an interest in politics around 2012 with the Obama election. And then I really didn't know what exactly was going on.
Sure.
I just kind of supported Romney because my parents didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, I was really too young to really think about anything. But when the 2016 election came around, I still kind of had that idea of the 2012 election, like, fresh in my mind. So I started taking more note to it. And I watched the GOP primaries. And I remember Senator Marco Rubio saying things that he said about guns and things like that, and really everything that he said. But if we're going to talk about guns, the things that he said, you know, just made sense, as do a lot of the points on the right.
It
just makes sense.
Sure.
You know, they're obviously the right point. And just to think about how all these terrible school shooters, right?
Mm-hmm.
They broke the law. They don't care about the law.
Right.
And so I think it's clear here that school shooters, mass murderers, don't care about the law.
Correct.
And not only that, but I think it's important to be able to defend yourself. The Second Amendment wasn't put in place so we can shoot deer.
Right.
The Second Amendment was about self-preservation, whether that be from your neighbor who does want to harm you, or whether that be from tyrannical government.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, all the signs are there, and all the reasoning is there to support the Second Amendment.
Sure.
It's just there are some things that make it emotionally hard on some people that you aren't really thinking too much about it. They're just going off of pure emotion as to why they would think it's okay to take away guns. Or even they've been brainwashed by the media. You know, Marco Rubio said it best. I mean, the Democrats have the best super PAC, and that's the mainstream media.
Jeremy's a junior at Frederick High.
At Frederick High School, yes, 17-year-old junior who stood up for what is, in his mind, what is right. And, of course, I thought he was misused by the administration. I don't think that the administration should have called his mother to let him know that he was being normal and he was thinking for himself. Because what they're basically saying, Jeremy, the administration says, you're not smart enough to put this stuff up here. You don't know what you're talking about. In other words, when they see something about NRA kills, that's all right, because that's a left agenda. They all agree with that. But an administrator, and I told you, I think I was the one that told, I know it is, when that administrator touched you, that's wrong. That is wrong. When he took that note out of your hand, every one of those notes should have been posted up there, because you have a right to your opinion. And that's exactly what the left is trying to do. Take your opinion away from it. Because, you know why? They don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to. We'll take some calls. They're lined up here. We go to Jim first. Jim, what say you?
Oh, it's Tim.
Yes.
Tim, this is Tim.
Oh, hi, Tim.
Frank couldn't hear because he was seething at the fact that there's a young person who has a mind of his own.
Yes.
And wants to debate the question instead of using emotionalism and political smear tactics. I'm surprised, Jeremy, that you haven't been called a racist and that it's Trump's fault that you are the way you are. But
yes,
you give me hope for my generation.
Amen.
And to know that you're behind me and that you'll try to keep this American experiment going instead of what's happening, because what's happening in this country is Republicans have become Democrats, Democrats have become socialists, and the rest of us who are independents are really having a hard time with what's happening to this country. So you keep it up, young man. Have a good day.
God bless. Thank you, Jim, for your call.
Thank you.
You have been called names. I mean, I know kids are cruel, but I mean, so nothing, and you live with this. I mean, it's, and it's because they're just that uneducated that they don't understand or they don't want to understand. Do you think they're being propelled by their parents? Or are they, what is the impetus for them to want to go out and do this? Is it fun? I mean, when you said rallies and things, that's something to do, but they have no idea what they're even doing. I mean, so I'm trying to think, why was there this understanding that, you know, the March for Life or whatever they call it, or this, the Women's March, why did they become involved in things such as that if they have no skin in the game?
Because it's the cool thing to do now.
That's what I thought.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, you didn't see, or you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember people going down to D.C. and marching or walking out of school during any other school shooting under any other administration.
None.
But now that Donald Trump's in office, kids think it's the cool thing to be against Donald Trump now. And so they're going to do whatever they can to put themselves in that spotlight so they could gain more popularity. And this isn't to say that some kids think that they're actually doing the right thing. This isn't to say that it's good that we're giving people a platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I really do believe that this platform or the reason why kids are doing this is really not because they're thinking for themselves,
right,
but because, one, it's the cool thing to do,
mm-hmm,
and two, it's easy to regurgitate what you see, you know, in the mainstream media,
sure,
or from your politicians, from your teachers, your parents, things like that.
Do teachers actually in the classroom speak on issues like this? The debate, or is it just, you know?
No, sometimes. I remember in one of my classes, a teacher, he literally said, see, the Second Amendment to me is about that original musket. What they wrote that for means you can only have a musket now. And so he was, you know, we hear this point all the time.
Yeah, right.
The Second Amendment was about musket. You
sure
can own a musket, but you can't own anything else, because they didn't imagine such a thing like that. But, I mean, usually I just tell those people that if you want to tell me that, you should get a quill and ink and write that to me.
Exactly. And the point was, it's not about the weapon. It's about the fact that we could be armed,
mm-hmm,
period.
Let me ask you some
Go
questions.
Go ahead, Frank.
Jeremy. I appreciate you coming on, and I think it's outrageous if your, you know, opinion is stifled in any way by other students or
administrators
or anybody like that. But I want to get back to Tim's thing about being manipulated, because it's being said by the kids who feel other than you, the left kids, that they're being manipulated or that they're pawns or that they're being controlled by. Do you really feel that they're being controlled? I don't think you're being controlled, but I don't think they're being controlled either. You don't think they're sincerely, and they're maybe wrong, you think, in their beliefs, but you think they're being controlled? People your age who are making their views known?
Yeah, I mean, I really do. Like I said earlier, Marco Rubio said it best, the Democrats have the best super PAC, and that's the mainstream media.
Amen.
You know, everyone my age, everyone most ages watches TV.
Sure.
Where they're engaged in pop culture, and pop culture nowadays is so anti-Trump. You know, all you see Katy Perry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some girls look up to people like Katy Perry, and Katy Perry's out saying things about Trump, or Beyonce was campaigning for Hillary Clinton. Girls look up to Beyonce. Beyonce's against Trump. Oh, maybe I should be against Trump. Things like that. You know, they're...
Well, that I could see. I'm surprised you say, like, the mainstream media, because I thought most people your age have gotten so far away from that are all more on social media and other, you know...
Well, they're on... the mainstream media is
digital sites and that
well
kind of thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll think about that. Let's go back and grab a phone call, Frank. It looks like...
I think it's Rodney.
Rodney, what say you?
Yes, first of all, I want to congratulate you, Jeremy, for standing up for your rights. And I'm going to answer Frank's question real quick. The difference is, Frank, that Jeremy and his friend acted independently.
Okay.
They didn't have some organization that organized for them to do what they did. I think Dr. Vergree seemed to be a pretty sensible person. I'm shocked that somebody hadn't said something to the school administrators, because I guess I'm shocked that they don't understand that freedom of expression is a two-way street. It's not a one-way street. Our opinion only, nothing else counts.
And Frank, are you going to respond to Rodney, or are you not going to?
Well, of course, it's a two-way street, and everything counts. And
well, but you know what bothers me about Jeremy? Jeremy, I went to Frederick High School for a time. I just don't understand. What bothers me the most that you're talking about is not that the kids can, you know, kids can punk each other, or whatever it's called. But when an administrator steps in, and when this is wrong, because then the manipulation steps in by the administration. You didn't do anything wrong. You had every right to do so. And yet, I mean, I don't know how many, I bet you were the only kid's parent that was called in the school that particular day. Did you march that day, or did you get out of school that day? Were you able to go out, or did you, or what happened on that day, the 17-minute day?
Well, they let everyone out of class. They instructed students not to actually leave the school because that would just put you in a worse position to be a victim of what you're protesting should someone be crazy enough to do something like that.
Right.
Most kids really didn't listen to that.
They just...
But, you know, I did, and I decided that while everyone else is out there protesting to basically take away, you know, the Second Amendment, because that's what they want.
Yes,
that's kids that I come in contact with are a lot more extreme or radical than some people may think. I mean, mm-hmm. I literally go to school with communists, like kids mm-hmm. who are proud communists. But yeah, I decided that if they're gonna, you know, protest to take away my right, then I think I have every right to protest to keep my right.
Have you ever been threatened?
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. We're talking with a student from Frederick High School, 17-year-old junior.
Yep.
And Jeremy, you have taken us through some stories of what actually got us interested in you, is the fact that you were accosted by an administrator. I hope you're listening, administrator. Mm-hmm. Because you were able to outsmart them by quoting quotes from former horrible leaders, to say the least, communists, Marxists, and you put their statements on the wall, and they thought, obviously, that maybe these were even yours. Did you quit to quote who they were?
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler, yeah, and then, yep. You know. So that, you outsmarted them, what you did. You realize that, don't you?
Yeah. Let me ask you, Jeremy, what do you think when people are saying that student activists, your age, 16, 17, 18, high school, their brains haven't developed yet. They haven't had life experiences. They really don't know what they're talking about. Well, you're one of them. Do you know what you're talking about?
Well,
I think you do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's an unfair thing to say for just a generalization of people my age. But I think also I've taken an interest in something that people my age haven't taken an interest in, and right. I've really separated myself from people my age. I mean, my mom even says, Jeremy, some of the things you say I've never even imagined of knowing or mm-hmm. of hearing of. You know, people are in their 40s and don't even or are as active as I am. And, you know, I've definitely been out there for several years, and I've gotten experience, you know, in the political field, things like that. And I think I've been able to separate myself from just your average teenager going around, going home, playing video games all day, and I go home and I knock on doors all day,
mm-hmm.
you know?
To run for office.
Exactly. Or not even just for myself, but for other candidates, like the governor.
So you feel confident at your age that you're able to express all these things, that you're not too young to express these things.
Yeah, exactly. What I get a lot is, why are you doing this? You can't even vote. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I can't vote, but that doesn't mean I can't get other people to vote.
Correct. Well, that's a perfect attitude. 301-694-9363, 301-694-9363. Where are you taking me, Frank?
Coyote Bob.
Coyote Bob, good afternoon.
You're with Jeremy and Tim and me.
Yeah, Frank, this question's for you.
Uh-oh.
Do you like being a useful pawn for nefarious people that will not reveal their identities?
Like who?
The people that supported these marches. They filed as a 501(c), not 3C, there's a difference. 3C, you have to reveal who all the donators are. 4C, they can keep them all hidden.
So
why are they hiding their identities, Frank? What do they have to hide?
So if you want to have a rally for whatever cause you want to have, Coyote Bob, you can't get donations and people to support to try to make it happen?
Why are the donators hiding their identity? Are they so ashamed of themselves that they want to hide? Why are they hiding, Frank?
I've seen a lot of prominent people putting their names as to donors.
There's
a
halftime. You don't know what you're doing.
Where do you think the money's coming from, Coyote?
I'm guessing George Soros has got a big stake in it.
I thought you were going to say that.
Well, that's, that would not be unfathomable.
I see Oprah Winfrey and, you know...
Yeah, they're being manipulated.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. But Hollywood, in other words, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Hollywood figures.
I think, you know, I'm not...
People with money.
I'm a Neanderthal or curmudgeon, but I tell you, if Hollywood supports it, I automatically don't. I've lost any credence or any respect for Hollywood. And there's the same people that will tell you, no guns, no NRA, and then put out the best movie there is, you know, with shooting, killing, and then, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all right to make money off of, as long as nobody has it other than their own personal bodyguards and things such as that in their gated communities. But that's neither here nor there.
So, I'm sure you, I'm guessing we're not there at one of the demonstrations this past weekend, but there were over 1 million people around the country marching, and a lot of them your age. What did you think when you were watching? You know, there's a lot of emotional stuff. Emma Gonzalez and her 6 minutes of silence. It was...
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they have every right to do what they do, but that doesn't mean I have to agree with what they do.
Right.
I think they're taking the wrong approach. I think they're definitely getting a lot of help from... I even would go as far as to say that someone's profiting off of this, you know, and they're getting a lot of help. I feel like David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez, they might even be crisis actors. They're milking this for every little bit of milk that they can get, just for publicity, just for money, and they know exactly what they're doing. They know what they're doing to our youth. They know that they're just even brainwashing some people,
mm-hmm.
Just to get a part of this, just so they can get the publicity, or just so they could use this.
So you don't think they're sincere, like the couple of people you mentioned? You don't think it's that they witnessed this horrific thing in Florida and just really believe in what they believe in? You think they're
being... He said a few and far between. Mm-hmm. He's also saying they're manipulated, they're brainwashed, and you can see this from history. You've seen it in mm-hmm. other nations.
Exactly. I mean, on my Twitter account, I likened the fact that David Hogg, who wasn't even there the day of the shooting, somehow purported himself to be the face of this movement, him using that, the shooting, to take away gun rights is very similar to Nazis framing the burning of the Reichstag mm-hmm. to propel Germany into fascist Nazi German rule.
There's scary similarities, and that's the sad part. So tell me more about David Auger, because he's the picture of the face, if you will, of the...
David Hogg.
He wasn't even in school that day?
From what I heard, he wasn't even at school that day. There are people that even go as far as to say that he didn't even attend the school. Now, I'm not going to go on about some conspiracies or things
right.
like that. But I really do think that David Hogg, he knows exactly what he's doing. Or if he doesn't
sure.
know what he's doing, someone that's got him by the strings know what they're doing.
Like a marionette. Like a, mm-hmm. know what a marionette is. Someone's pulling the strings to make him.
Right.
Yeah, I have said that. I believe they're being... And these are good kids. There's no question there. And you're not saying they're not. But they're being manipulated. And instead of, as you have done, to educate yourself on what is going on in life and... I kind of find it interesting that Donald Trump, who is the farthest thing from a normal politician that we've ever had in this country, mm-hmm. trust me, I've been around a long time, but that stirred your interest. And obviously you like Marco Rubio,
mm-hmm.
and in fact he may have been your first choice mm-hmm. in the beginning. But now the president, Donald Trump, are you, I don't want to say happy with what he's doing, are you satisfied that he's a good president, or a president for you?
Very, very mixed feelings, you know. I was happy that he won. He wasn't my first in the primaries.
Right.
My first was Marco Rubio, but when Marco Rubio dropped out, I kind of got behind Trump because
mm-hmm.
I do like what he says about, illegal immigration,
sure.
for example. Like
he did say that Marco is little Marco.
He did say
yeah,
that.
You know, I wasn't really for all that, but,
yeah.
you know, it's what it is. That's done in the past, but you know what Donald Trump says about illegal immigration, that hits me personally because my father, who was a landscaper for a really long time, he was making decent money, and his boss basically told him that I've got this illegal immigrant who's willing to work for a lot less than you are, and my father couldn't afford to take that less money because
sure.
he had a family to raise. I think at the time, this was after my parents had gotten divorced, and so my father's job was replaced by an illegal immigrant, and ever since then, my dad's been kind of jumping around from
sure.
apartment to apartment. I used to live with my dad, but after he was unable to support me and my brother, he had to give custody to my mom. And luckily now he's found a wife and he's able to settle down and he's
good.
Raising a family with them. And I do see him sometimes. But, things that to tie this back into Donald Trump, you know, I'm satisfied in the fact that he's pointing out good issues, issues that, you know, politicians are scared to point out.
They stay away from, yeah.
Exactly. But some of the things that he's done, I'm not really a big fan of. Like, he's decided to make a move to ban bump stocks when there's only apparently been one issue with bump stocks, and people even say that there wasn't even a bump stock involved, and that wasn't even an AR-15 at the Las Vegas shooting. Or how he signed this bill, didn't even read the whole thing. He's talking about on Twitter, I'm going to not sign this bill because it doesn't give money to the wall, things like that. And then he signs it. You know, I've got a lot of mixed feelings. He's doing some good things,
sure,
but he's flip-flopping a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He was elected based on the things that he said. And then once he's elected, he's kind of flip-flopping. I don't know if that has to do with the fact that, you know, he really didn't know what, you know, being the president is like, and
sure,
that he can't do everything. And once he's in there, he finally understands.
Yep.
But overall, I would approve of him if, well, I will be able to vote for him, and I probably will. But like I said, I've got mixed feelings on him. He's done some good things, some
sure
bad, and I think
can you imagine what life would be like if Hillary was elected?
Yeah, I could, mm-hmm, actually. All you have to do is open up a history book and read about the Soviet Union.
Well, Jeremy is a junior at Frederick High. What ideas do you have for school safety at the school? If guns are not an issue, what else can be done to make you all feel more secure?
All right. So we had this discussion during our club meeting, our last club meeting in the school. This was after the shooting down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to get the entire room to come to a consensus. Keep in mind, we do have left students come to our meetings and try
sure
to debate us, if you will. We were able to come to a consensus that teachers that have law enforcement background, you know, ex-military, things like that, who have been trained in situations like that, they should be able to concealed carry if they wish. You know, I would even be for teachers that do have this type of training and
sure
do decide to conceal carry, that they would even get, you know, like a bonus on their checks.
I agree.
I mean, I think there should be an incentive to do that. I think, like, my school's got, I think, one resource officer.
Correct.
Some schools don't even have any resource officer.
Correct.
And so I think, why are we going to let our kids sit like sitting
ducks?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I think people like to say that I'm insane. You want to give every teacher a gun? No, I don't want to give every single teacher a gun. Just teachers with military experience,
sure,
teachers with law enforcement experience, things like that.
Common sense. What about, I know that a lot of conversation, do your peers, do they talk politics at all?
Yeah.
Or they just have bumper sticker thoughts?
Well, Clayton and I, if it weren't for us, they probably wouldn't be talking politics, but we're there because we're like, we're the two reds in a blue state, if you
right
will.
Sure.
And so it's like, we are able to political discourse going, which is good because, you know, kids my age really should be paying attention
well, sure
to things like that.
Exactly.
And I hate to say kids, but people my age should be.
Yeah.
Sometimes they act like kids, so I guess I'm used to it. But people my age should be, you know, involved in this type of thing.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with being. I wish I was still called a kid. But
now you're a Republican, and you know, you're proud to say you are. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you what you think. I don't know if you heard one prominent Republican, former Senator Rick Santorum from Pennsylvania, what he said. But over the weekend, he suggested that students pushing for changes in gun laws would be better off taking classes in CPR, so they'd be better prepared for active shooter situations. Now, I kind of take that as people who are engaged in the issue, even either way. I mean, because then he said, how about kids, look, instead of looking to someone else to solve their problem, do something about maybe taking CPR classes. So, in other words, I mean, do you think that is a positive statement?
Well, I don't really like to be put in a position to where I'm supposed to defend the words of other people. You know, I'm not a representative for the former senator, so
sure.
I'm not really going to tell him, or I'm not going to say what he meant. But if I were asked if I supported his comments or if I would support such a proposal, yeah, I don't think it's too outlandish to say. I think if kids want to save lives and, you know, take that class and learn CPR and things like that. But I don't particularly support his idea of, you know, not letting people stand up for what they believe in.
Do you, in the same text, do you all practice safety exits and things like that, evacuations? Do you have that?
Yeah, we do. I think it's monthly. We do a fire drill, and we do lockdown drills sometimes. And mm-hmm. We had a lockdown drill shortly after the shooting down in Florida. And they were telling us what to do over the announcements. They were telling us what to do if we did have an active shooter. You know, to me, it sounded like just a lot of feel-good speak, mm-hmm. you know, because we essentially are sitting ducks. We don't.
Sure.
You've got that one resource officer, but other than that, if the resource officer...
It's a big school you got there.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big school. If the resource officer is on one side of the school and the shooter's on the other, or God forbid we have two or three shooters,
yeah.
you know, we're sitting ducks. So, I mean, they tried to make us feel better, but I think in practice...
Practicality,
I don't think it's...
How are your grades?
Yeah,
I'm going to ask a little bit about you. How are your grades?
Yeah, I'm usually a good student. You know, I don't get bad grades. I take, this year I've taken three AP classes, AP Human Geography, AP U.S. History, and AP Macroeconomics. And last year I took AP World History, AP Political Science, and I'm looking to load up on even more AP classes
sure.
next year.
You should go for some FCC classes next year.
Well, the AP classes are equivalent to it, the advanced placement. Yeah, so you get the credit. After next year, where are you going to school?
Well, I'm thinking that I'm going to take a break year in between so I can accumulate some wealth. Right now, I currently work at Burger King, so I could get a lot of money so I can pay off for that college. And I would like to stay in Frederick because I want to make a difference in Frederick first. I was hoping Hood, but if not Hood, then McDaniel, Osberg,
The Mount,
Stevenson.
Anything. Sure.
You know, I'll take what I can get in terms of college.
But, you know, there's so much available to young people. Mm-hmm. Such as yourselves, and even though you're in fact being involved in politics, you'd be surprised how many full rides are out there for you if you pursue them. And money will not be a problem for you to get into school. So it's also easier to come out of high school and go straight back into college. I think if you take that year off and you make some good money, you might start thinking, "Well, this is pretty good. I can."
Yeah,
I just want to encourage you to continue that education, right, Frank? What do you got?
Would you encourage young people to register and go out and vote, however they want to vote in 2018?
Absolutely. We even do, with the Young Republicans group, one thing that we do is we try to register voters.
Sure.
And that's an important thing because our voter turnout for this last election was so incredibly low. If you look at some European countries, I think in the Dutch election, they had like 72% of their people voted.
Yeah.
In Italy, a lot of people vote. Why is it like that over there, but why are people not voting here?
Excellent question.
People aren't people aren't registered to vote, and people are under the impression that their vote doesn't matter. And I want to change that, and I want to educate the voters because a big problem that we have now is people, they vote for president, they might vote for governor.
That's about it.